way through many, many Rishonim. So the Pesukim we read at the end of Parshas Kisaitzei, that we'll be reading from after tomorrow, has three mitzvahs in it. The mitzvahs say to remember what Amalek did, the mitzvahs losa say not to forget it, and the mitzvahs say of Mechias Amalek. And the Torah's repetition of the assay and the los assay is darshan, even though it can be an assay and a los assay l'chora, but the word darshan is it, that it means like by Zochar Shem HaShabbos L'Kadsho, that you have to say it. It's not just enough to remember, believe, that you have to say it prepare. Many Rishonim hold, even though it's a pella l'chora, that with the Araisa you have to say it, well, first of all, the amount of time, the Chinuch says, like between 1 and 3 years, the Chinuch says, because you have to make sure you don't forget it. So, but we do it once a year, obviously, and even Machmirim with the 12 months, the 13 months. There's also some hold that there's a mitzvah in the Oraisa to read it from a Sefer Torah, which really is a Pele, and the Minchas Chinuch says it's a Pele, that should be a Chiyuv the Oraisa, but it's learned out, so Zosi Karim Basefer, but it would really mean that L'chora, that if the Sefer Torah turns out to be Pasul, and that's the Sefer Torah you use for Parsha Zohar, so the reason we don't read everything again is because the Soimich on the sheet is that you don't need a Kosher Sefer Torah to read from. For the Kriyas that are the Rabbonim, but L'chayr for the Kriya that would be the Araisa L'chora, you would have to read it over again, unless you could somehow say maybe it's the type of error that just happened, and then you could be Soimich on Chazaka. What's important when hearing Parsha Zohar is that it's Shomea Ka'ona. So, and that is why they make these announcements, because before the reading of it, because it's not like the consensus in Halacha that Kriyas HaTorah you just have to listen to, but the Kriyas HaTorah Parsha Zohar is really a din of Shomea Ka'ona. So like your listening is like he's doing it for you on your behalf, and it's like you're reading it. And he has to have that, the person who has, well, the Balkori, really. Not the person who had the Aliyah, but the Balkori has to have that in mind also. So it's Shomea Ka'one. I don't think you have to think the word Shomea Ka'one, but it's not enough to just listen to it. You have to realize that he's being motzi you, and it's Ke'ilu, you're reading it. The person who got the Aliyah, who gets the Aliyah, it's a very difficult, not clear what he should do. Because it's one hand, it's a Torah, and he's making the brachos, he should read it. On the other hand, there's a din of Kriya B'tzibur. So it's kind of confusing what he should do. So he has to sort of say the words and also listen also, because to have the words. Okay, women, we're knowing that women listen to it. It's not so, it wasn't that common in Europe, and it certainly is not so oyskahal to take out a Sefer Torah to read for them, and to take it out and not make a bracha over it. But that has become the minig, and there's certainly achronim that explain that minig and justify it, which is what we'll be doing tomorrow, Shabbos, Bezos Hashem. Okay.